Hello and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shay Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome back to New Retirement Radio on WTCM News Talk 580. Joining us, as always, today in studio from Prout Financial Design in Traverse City, Mr. Dennis Prout. Good morning, sir.
A beautiful thing. Great to be here. Thank you so much, Ron. On Thursday, April 7, 2022, and I'm here with Shay Pataja, our
Hello.
Chief Experience Officer. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. So Heidi changed her last name to Cartwright.
And we haven't seen her since.
And we haven't seen her
what
since.
What happened to her?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I was just going to ask you when you're going to change your last name, but I probably shouldn't say that out loud.
It's, you know, it's a running joke. It's a running, I don't know if I can, Dennis. I have a brand now, okay?
No kidding. Who would want to do that? Embarrass you right off the get-go. Hey, so you who are listening, thank you so much for joining us. We love doing this. It's a pleasure here, and we continue to get wonderful comments from the listeners. So we certainly love it. So, now, the headline on our email blast is Redesign Your Retirement, and I kind of redid this. I wrote for my own notes, you are redesigning your retirement. We're seeing a lot of folks making changes on their own as a result of illness, as a result of longevity, as a result of jobs changing, which I didn't even want to mention.
I know.
So sick of it. I didn't want to use the word.
I know.
So things are changing, and we're seeing that. And given the changes that we can't control, obviously the markets, increasing interest rates, volatility, all the rest, and the things that you can control, how can we shed some light on this, given the articles that we're reading, our own experience, and our own education? How can those all make a difference to you, which is what we try to do every week, but this is part of the story. So three retirement income challenges, a pretty good article from Schwab talked about this whole thing. Three retirement income challenges you might not expect. When it's time to make the shift from saving for retirement to living off your retirement savings, what's the best way to create a steady stream of income that lasts as long as you do? Well, how much do we need? What's our expenses? What's our base expenses? What's our want-to expenses? And the want-to expenses are always the fun things. Travel, experiences, an 84-inch TV on the wall, or whatever size that is, right?
Art. Art is a fun expense.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now, wasn't there a huge art show this last weekend? What's going on in the art scene? Ron, sorry, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Put me on the spot.
There it is.
I don't know. I know the Denos Museum is open, and they have a lot of, they have local art right now, as well as their big exhibits. But I don't know what art show was happening.
Seems like in the summer they pop up a lot.
Well, yeah, I don't know. So probably
art.
Someone text us. Let us know what's going on in the art scene.
But you may want to take all that retirement money and invest or buy art, appreciate art.
Mm-hmm.
Or TVs, or travel.
Yes.
See the grandkids? That's the one we hear the most. The cost of grandchildren.
Yeah.
They're a new line item.
Travel, going with them, experiences, the good stuff. You need to think about how your investment sales will work with other sources of income. Investment sales, what does that mean? In the portfolio, do I have anything I can liquidate that's not going to be held hostage by the stock market? Held hostage. Our own little tempest, okay? Are we having to liquidate assets that we really shouldn't be right now? As I was thinking about this and looking at this, I was thinking about nonprofit organizations that don't have a spending plan. See that? A relative significant amount of time. we don't have a spending plan. We haven't needed one. Or, you know, we take it as we need it. Well, you need something more methodical to work through this. How much are we going to spend? How long do we want this money to last? Those kinds of questions, kind of big picture perhaps, but what percentage makes the most sense and how can we adjust that yearly if the stock market continues to perform? Now, that's the other thing that's tending to bother folks about this, and it rightly should, given Vanguard's own analysis of where the returns on the markets are going to be vis-a-vis April of 22. I'm not sure I used that word right, so the grammaticists can get after me on that one. U.S. equities, rather, their return projection for the next 10 years per year, anywhere from 2.8 to 4.8% per year. Now, that is ho-hum. Are we excited? No. Okay, 5%.
What's good with this stock market, you say?
This is what, yes.
So what
US
would be,
equities
what per would be
year.
Good, or how has it been performing?
Oh, like, well, how has it been performing? In the last 10 to 12 years, estimated about 12% a year.
Hello.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Global equities. Global. International stocks. This is the best return projection from them. 5.7 to 7.7% per year. Somewhat more interesting. Obviously, more volatility.
How's that impacted if inflation's at 8 or 9%? Does that mean you're earning money but losing it too?
Yeah.
Well,
it does.
You earn
so
money, but it's not worth as much.
That is a great point. So if you're at zero, you're going behind by about 6 to 8% a year. So that really puts the point on how detrimental a good old savings account is that's earning you 0.01%.
Wow.
Now, that may go to a lofty amount of, say, a half or 1% here in the next year, to be sure. That could well happen. But still, the return of your principal may be critical to you. I get that in terms of safety. But having some investments that perform in those upper ranges, you can allocate within your risk tolerance and really make a huge difference. But at the same time, understand that these returns are moderated. U.S. value stocks, conservative stuff. Vanguard's estimate, 2.8 to 4.8% per year. So not much better. Well, the same amount exactly as U.S. equities, period. Another interesting number, global ex-U.S. developed market equities. Ex-U.S., 5.7 to 7.1. That's less. So it's that's developed markets versus all the world. Not quite the rate of return. Max of 7.1, according to their estimates. Just saying, in terms of rates of return, you necessarily, most likely, want to assume a lower rate of return from investment assets in the next 10 years.
Hmm. So if you're planning on retiring in the next 10 years, how does that change things?
Great question. You're necessarily going to want to assume a more conservative rate of return on your portfolio. Really make certain that you have your expenses downloaded. What are expenses going to be? And if we're assuming a lower rate of return, can we still make this work? Or if it's not going to work, then we have time to adjust. What are adjustments going to be? How can we do this? Well, okay, we'll have to cut this. At least you can intelligently say, and what if we're all wrong? All these prognosticators on the radio are dead wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, they were wrong about it. If we're wrong, it's all the better for you because you've been a bit more conservative and you can adjust that spending as time goes on. Darling, we can take that trip after all. You know, that sort of thing.
A tough time for retirees now if they're getting less return now or, as you say, in the next few years.
Yes.
And the prices of everything keep going up.
Right.
Exactly.
So, reset.
So that's called recession. That's when people make active decisions about their spending that impacts the economy. No, we're not going to get a new car. One thing, it's going to take me 6 months. Or I've just decided I'm not going to spend the money on that. Or if we do spend the money on that, we're supplanting someone else. We're something else, rather. We're setting that aside. Mm-hmm. We're not going to spend it on this. We'll spend it on that color that I can't do without on four wheels, whatever it be. Okay?
We will drive, not fly. So many little choices that
yes.
need to be made.
Well, indeed.
I don't know, with the gas prices, maybe driving still, is not as, depending where you're going.
Yeah, depends on how many people you need to fly to.
$1,000. Yeah. It's interesting how those ticket prices have gone through the stratosphere in terms of flying. So making those active decisions, keep in mind, of course, you can always adjust as you go along. You can adjust. Look at how to deliver the income you want now and in the future. How are each of these investments going to supply you income? A great example, dividends reinvested in stocks that you own outside of IRAs. Consider taking those. Well, that seems like a no-brainer. That's so simple, Dennis. Well, you can't believe the number of folks who just reinvest those dividends don't even look at that. Oh, yeah, I guess I could take those dividends in cash, have them paid every quarter out of my brokerage account, whatever that might be. And if it's producing great dividends, why wouldn't I do that to help cover my expenses?
Yesterday, they had some of the oil executives testifying before a House committee, and one of the congresswomen thought they'd trapped this guy, CEO, and say, all right, well, of all your profits, how much did you do stock buyback? And he says, well, we had $15 billion in dividends. And she goes, aha, I caught you. He goes, no dividends. He goes, we paid those out to our investors. A lot of them are teachers that have pension plans or a lot of individual investors, money they need. So a dividend is like if you're in a IRA or mutual fund and you're invested in a company that pays dividends, do you get that? Like you actually get, can't you get a check back from them?
In that wild hell? You do. You get a check from dividend. Them every quarter.
The investors get the money.
Right.
Aha.
The investors do.
She thought she trapped Mr. Oil Man.
Well, that's what happens when you get, I'm going to denigrate attorneys here, but that's what you have. That's what happens when you get attorneys or people who really don't know economics questioning, chairman, chair people, if you will.
So
dividends. In terms of what the dividends are, it's a part of their profits that they're sending out to their shareholders to entice them to own the stock and or keep owning that company. Well, that stock pays a dividend of 3.5%. Pretty good these days. Well, that helps with owning the stock and cuts some of the risk of owning it as well because you're getting a part of a return from that dividend. And it may be something you want to own because of that or keep owning and indeed have it paid to you.
Yes.
Kind of nice.
Income.
Yes. You also need to continue to monitor and adjust to important factors that may shift, such as your expenses, the market, your tax situation, and your time horizon. Your time horizon. Well, how long am I going to be retired? I don't know. How long am I going to live? Dennis, you tell me. Well,
it's like literally the worst question in financial. How long do you think you're going to live?
You know what was fun about this? I said to Shay, we were talking about this article. I have never, to their credit, I've never seen a breakdown like this in a...
any article or any chart.
In any article, a chart. That's the word I want.
Mm-hmm.
I've not seen a chart like this. The RMDs required at age 72, the dollar amount at 500,000, the RMD is about 18,249. 18, we'll just call it 18 grand. At $1 million, it's 36, so obviously double. But what's interesting, at age 75, $500,000 RMD is about $22,000, $21,700 to be exact. At $1 million, there it is, $43,417. At 80, listen to this, at age 80, an RMD out of a $500,000 retirement account, IRA, 401k, 403b, whatever it is, all those are included together in terms of an RMD, is $28,638. At $1 million, it's $57,276.
That's interesting. That's when you might be, your expenses might be lowered, unless you have serious
they
health
could well
issues.
Be.
But they're going to force you to take out more money.
I think I saw a Roth in the future here somewhere.
Yeah.
Converting some of this money to a Roth could make more sense. Now, listen to this. At $1.5 million, the RMD at age 80 is $85,914. Now, the only way it could be less is how?
Jay, I think that's yours there.
How could it be less?
If you were to make a charitable contribution.
Your RMD is still the same. Now, that is one great way to cut some of that income. Yes, the QCD.
The QCD.
Shay wins a partial prize.
Okay.
The other answer, there are two answers then. I hadn't even thought of the QCD. Good job.
Not the Roth, because you already mentioned that.
Not the Roth conversion. How can you? How would the RMD, the required minimum distribution, be less?
Oh, who you marry?
Yes. He's so young.
If who you marry.
He's so
I
young.
I was thinking that, but I just didn't say it.
So if you are married to someone more than 10 years younger than yourself,
yes.
Then your RMD is less.
There you go. Okay. Marriage. Mm-hmm. It's what brings us together today.
Yeah.
Love.
So there
love.
We go.
All right. So April has been the number one best month for the S&P 500 index over the last 30 years, 1992 to 2021, gaining an average of 2.34% total return. The month of November has an average gain of 2.03% and is the second best performing month over the last three decades, and that's BTN Research. And then, Dennis, you looked up March's return. Ooh. What was that?
The Dow Jones was up 3.9% for the month of March. 3.9, yeah. Pretty good.
That's weird. It seems like there were a lot of down days.
Yeah.
But from 1 to 30, from the beginning to the end of the month, it was up.
Yes.
Okay.
3.9.
Hello.
Per President Biden's March 28th, 2022 budget projection, Social Security outlays will increase by 79% over the next 10 years. Medicare outlays will rise 118%, and interest costs will rise 213%, and that's from the White House.
Wow. Those are tough numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
79% what they pay out of the Social Security fund, it will go up 79% over the next 10 years.
Speaking of cutting expenses, eh? And or making modifications.
Yeah. Well,
it's kind of a scary
one. So if they start working on that.
22% of 1,061 pre-retirees, so Americans still in the workforce, surveyed in June of 2021, updated their estate planning documents since the pandemic began in the first quarter of 2020. So, of course, we saw the numbers and the trends. People were thinking about their life.
Source was the Society of Actuaries 2021. Now, that is a significant percentage. Most people, me included, don't want to update their estate planning documents. Not exactly something that we get all excited about.
Well, by the way, if ever you get a chance to go to a Society of Actuaries convention, don't miss it.
Oh, hot stuff, yeah.
I thought you meant, like, don't die before you get there. That's how my mind interpreted
no.
it. All right. President, this is titled A Really Dumb Idea. President Nixon, faced with rising inflation, implemented what was to be a 90-day freeze on prices and wages on August 15th, 1971. Controls that were largely kept in place until April 30th of 1974. The price control strategy did not work. From 1974 to 1981, inflation, using the Consumer Price Index as the measurement, averaged 9.3% per year for the 8 years.
Unbelievable.
And that's from the Nixon White House. 9.3,
yeah. So obviously it didn't work. It may have worked temporarily given these artificial controls that were placed, but that's the markets and government overspending. Inflation is always driven, always, by government overspending, too much money in the system for that current time.
per the 1950 U.S. Census, Detroit was the fifth largest U.S. city and Baltimore was the sixth largest U.S. city. Per the 2020 Census, Detroit was the 27th largest U.S. city and Baltimore is the 29th largest city, obviously.
So going from 5 and 6 down to 27 and 29.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously some demand issues going on there.
Yeah. Yes.
Ouch.
And I think the southern cities grew, like Dallas, Houston, Phoenix, Tampa, Atlanta. I don't know.
I was in Detroit last weekend, and we went to She-Wolf for dinner. That was really fun.
She-Wolf?
She-Wolf. It was packed. It's like, it's crazy how many people are out just enjoying life again, eager to get out and eager to connect and be around people. So,
what's She-Wolf?
She-Wolf's a restaurant.
What do they serve?
Really cool restaurant. Oh, their food. I had, well, I'm into beet salads lately, so I had a beet salad. I know, I don't, it's my thing these days. But I had a falafel, I'm gluten-free, so I had a falafel pancake as an appetizer, and they made some fancy, oddly enough, like a tomato dressing on top with cheese, and you would think, like, that does not go together. It was delicious.
Is it a Middle Eastern theme menu?
It's Italian.
Italian, okay.
Yeah, maybe like a loosely Italian.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah. It was delicious. I'm just giving people a tip if they're down there. All right. The water level at Lake Powell dropped to 3,523 feet on Thursday, March 31st, 2022. It's its lowest level ever. Lake Powell supplies water to Arizona, Nevada, and California, and that's from the Bureau of Reclamation.
Ouch.
Yes, and we had friends out there, and they said that. They said it was just mud.
They went swimming, and they had to wander a long way through the mud to get to the water.
Crazy.
You're listening to New Retirement Radio, brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner, Dennis Prout.
I'm Heidi Cartwright, Financial Advisor and RICP.
I'm Shea Pataja, and I'm here for the stats and laughs.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome back to New Retirement Radio on WTCM News Talk 580 with Prout Financial Design. Mr. Dennis Prout is in the house along with Shea Pataja from Prout Financial Design.
You bet.
Soon to be located on 8th and Garfield.
Yes, 1105 East 8th. We were just there the other day reviewing things, taking a look at the plans and the progress. Huge progress. Walls are up. And all the drywall and all that kind of stuff happening in the next couple weeks.
If you go to our Facebook,
well, hold up, there we go.
Hello, I'm back. If you go to our Facebook page, I am posting updates there, and then in the email blast, I do put pictures.
Is the indoor pool finished yet?
No, but the indoor classroom.
Ah, the indoor more.
It's the rooftop hot tub that I'm really concerned about.
So indoor classrooms, which you do not have now.
Classroom. Mm-hmm. Singular,
classroom,
you bet, which we don't have now, and I'm the most excited about. Yeah.
Wow.
So we want to have educational formats, lunchtime and other times as well, just talking about what's going on and how do you deal with it? What are some of the things that we want to be talking about? And we'll be covering those.
Just for clarification, Prout Financial Design right now is on Garfield, right next to Burger King on near Front.
It's actually on Front Street.
Oh, on Front. What did I say? It's on Front Street near Garfield.
Correct.
But they'll be moving a few blocks away to 8th and Garfield.
At the end of the year.
Okay.
Two blocks. So we can shuffle all our stuff off to Buffalo right on the sidewalk. That's what we're hoping to do. You bet. The challenge becomes figuring out what you should do, and that's where expert help and comprehensive retirement income plan that's updated and revised at least every few years, if not annually, can be helpful.
Whoa.
So how are we doing? How's it done? Where's our spending at? Are we okay?
Oh, updated.
So as you get through this, update us. Now, the nice thing about our statement that we offer through Prout Financial, if you've done a financial plan, is that it updates automatically every time the statement runs. Really?
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So it's automatically updated for you. So that allows you to see, are we still in the success range? Man, talk about powerful. So you can have a way to monitor what's going on. It's almost like having that really expensive, you know, iPhone watch there.
Mm.
It must
technology
give you a little peace
fun.
Of mind, though, when you know you have a plan. You can see it develop and work.
Yeah.
As opposed to not having
being
a
able
plan.
To see what your heart rate is, if you will. How are we doing? Yeah. I'm working out, but I want to make sure I'm within the range, whatever it might be. The workout is, what's the income being generated? Can I do this? Can we continue to work this? Is it going to work? Are we doing okay? That's what most people want to know. That's why we continue to see people. How are we doing? Yes, and we want to know, how do we get through this? How do we make it through all these navigational items? Well, I've got this asset over here, and I'm thinking of educational folks that may have, I'll just say it, a TIAA annuity. It's a little bit of an odd duck. Well, there's several ways you can draw income from it, but it has its own modus operandi, if you will. It works only in certain environments for drawing income. You have to draw specific amounts and on and on. But how do we help use that to help us get to where we want to go? That's where you can take a look at this and make certain that you're looking at the whole forest.
Mm-hmm.
That chainsaw is not going to work on this. It will work on that, you know, whatever it is.
So, yes, if you're out looking for an advisor, just keep in mind at Prout Financial Design, we have top-of-the-line technology between our financial planning software and the client portal, which you can log in and see up-to-date information. And when you call our office, you talk to a person. And then we connect you to your client service representative, and they take care of you. So
all local.
All local, all here.
A total of 12 of us. 12. So we have staff behind the scenes to process the RMDs, the incomes, all the rest, to make certain that you're getting your tax forms. We get a lot of phone calls from potential clients saying, you know, I left a message, didn't hear back for 2 days because there's no one in the office. Well, we have someone in the office almost every day, except for Saturday and Sundays. And holidays, we have people there to help you. All right. At the same time, you don't want to reduce your exposure. Just looking at these key points from this article again from Schwab. You don't want to reduce your exposure to stocks so much that you might inhibit future growth potential. Future growth. We have to think about that too. So how are you expanding yourself? How's your portfolio expanding itself? Well, Dennis, I don't know if I want to expand. I'm talking about knowledge, information. Helps, okay? Are you going to expand it? Do you have expansion potential in your portfolio where you can say, I participated with this economy in the difficult times and in the good times. Now, what's interesting about that? April of 2020 was the best April we've had, speaking of Aprils, in 30 years. That was part of your previous Shay stat.
Right.
That was after the monster drop, though.
The monster. It was a monster drop of about 35%. Who was having fun there? No one.
Nobody.
Nobody. No. But the biggest increase ever in April, and that dude was, I think it was back 6 to 9 months later, it was back up higher than it had been at the beginning of February.
Remember when everyone bought the wrong Zoom stock?
No.
Oh, I'll look it up while you're talking.
The wrong Zoom, really?
Yeah, because there was two Zooms and people bought the wrong. It was a different company.
Yes.
Oh, memories.
So, further notes. One key is a well-structured retirement portfolio, and that's what we do. To try to help you structure it that supports your short-term, medium-term, and long-term needs and goals. Now, here are some great points for those taking notes. To do this, Rob, the one that they're interviewing here, suggests that you keep a year's worth of cash in a relatively safe liquid account for immediate spending. Maybe that's savings. Maybe that's in a money market fund within your IRA or Roth. Perhaps, if you're going to take some tax-free money.
So Roths, you can draw out of the principal, right, without a penalty?
Yes. Well, to back up, if you convert to a Roth, mm-hmm. it's a five-year hold, but your principal always comes out tax-free.
Mm.
Any gains then come out tax-free after 5 years.
Okay.
But if you're putting new money into a Roth, mm-hmm. the counting time frame starts when you first open that Roth for contributions. I'm still working, and I'm making a contribution to my Roth. If you started with your first Roth 10 years ago, then any monies that you take out of that particular Roth are all tax-free. All tax-free. And as we were talking about this, the best returns that you'll generally get from a good financial advisor that has tax information and education is usually from the tax savings that you'll encounter or utilize with a good financial advisor. Taxes are the most expensive item. Crazy how, yes. Put money you'll need during the next 2 to 4 years in generally more stable investments that tend to hold their value in a down market. Maybe short-term bonds, CDs, whatever it might be. Maybe inflation-protected bonds as a part of that. So we can draw from that. So we don't have to go see the banker when we most need money. We don't want to try to make a call on something that's down 20% in value.
Mm-hmm.
That great growth and income fund I've owned, for instance, for 20 years. I don't want to draw any money from that account. I might want to take the dividends as an example, but I don't want to take I don't want to take principal out of that. Fine. Where else can we draw it? What makes more sense? Because you don't want to liquidate it and because it's performed so well over time. There may be sometimes, given the tax consequence, that it does make sense to liquidate portions of that given how high the market is. You see what I'm saying? Do we have flexibility there? It's going to be huge for you and your overall spending plan and your portfolio.
And looking at the portfolio, but also looking at, you know, a lot of clients you're talking to have opportunities to go back to work. That there is a shortage of workers, and so they're getting calls from places they've never even heard of that need their expertise. And that's also something exciting that you can leverage instead of, you know, feeling like you got to, you know, be very restricted over in this area. What are the possibilities over on this side for you to go back to work? And it's pretty exciting. I would think, I'm not sure many boomers saw this coming.
It is exciting. And thank you for reminding me that that's huge. We're seeing a lot of boomers now, a lot. I will just say this, a fair percentage that are saying, I'm having more fun at retirement than I ever thought because we're working part-time. Having our own small business, or I'm consulting back again, but I'm only there 3 days a week instead of five, and I'm telling them, I've got that day off. This gentleman I'm referring to was much more comfortable telling them 3 days max. 3 days max, that's where I am. But he is loving that 3 day control, if you will, on his days.
Pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. Given all that experience and value that he brings and that most of our clients can bring if they mm-hmm. want to. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. So one key is a well-structured retirement portfolio that supports your short-term, medium-term, long-term needs and goals. Is that addressing that? And are you uncertain if it does or will? That's where we can come in and help. That's where we can help you. Well, how would this look if that were the case? Ask your financial advisor if you haven't. Are we covering the short-term and medium-term needs here too? Because the market's had a short-term uptick here. Now may be the time where you want to take some of those profits off the table. Given how high the market is now versus where it was in March, memory of 2009, it was down to, oh gosh, I think about 6,500 or so. 6,500 on the Dow Jones, approximately. Today, 34 and change.
It's almost so. Think six about times,
that.
Yeah.
Now that was so long ago, right? 2009.
Yeah.
So not that long ago. It's huge. The rates of return that we've experienced. There it is, 64.69 on March 6th of 2009. Thank you, Ron. These numbers. Most people would say, well, that's about five times the amount or so, give or take. Five times the value in the stock market. The markets, there's a reason the market is this high. We've had a lot of earnings increases, especially from the technology side. It's not all driven by smoke and mirrors, in spite of what some of those internet sites would say. So some balance in this conversation would be, there's a reason it's this high. Interest rates have been historically low. Costs are very low for companies generally. Taxes have been cut. As these other expenses increase, it may cause these numbers on the stock market to come down some. Who knows? Prepare for volatility in your portfolio in any of this. Make certain that you are able to ride a down in the stock market at any given point in time, of 10 to 20%. Are you okay with this? Pretty much. That's where your risk tolerance questionnaire can come in and be so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at with that? Try to be as true to yourself as you can when you're answering these questions. The more you are open with your financial advisor about your strengths that you view as strengths and your weaknesses, phenomenally helpful.
And good to
in our talks with you.
Bring your spouse. Good to bring your spouse.
And always.
I have the same conversation and
yes.
keeping each other accountable.
Yeah. And they tend to enhance the conversation, and it's surprising. Oh, I didn't know she was thinking that, and or vice versa. So to get on the same page, if you will. Huge in all of this. We need to take a break here, Ron.
We can go, I think, right up to 59. A couple more minutes,
okay.
And we'll take
great.
A break into the news.
Well, surprise. Challenge number three, minimizing taxes in retirement. Another common challenge is figuring out how to withdraw money from your retirement portfolio in tax-smart ways. Now, Shay so assiduously said Roth IRA withdrawals. There may be times, we won't say it too loud, I promise, where you want to take a Roth withdrawal, a withdrawal from your Roth. You've had a significant capital gain. You've had other incomes you weren't expecting, but you're not able to use those for whatever reason. You may want to take some money out of the Roth to control the tax bracket or the amount that you're going to pay this year in taxes. Sometimes a Roth withdrawal, well, that's what we saved that for. 8 years ago, we paid the tax on that. That may be a reason you say, I need some flexibility in my income. The Roth could play a role. That's what it's for. It's
you
part of the overall picture.
You see all these opportunities?
It all comes back to Roth.
He's such a nice man.
Mm-hmm.
Walking.
Oh, I think Colleen's mic is on. That's why we heard her walking right. over there. Okay. I was wondering, where did that come
like,
from?
Like, who's walking? They've had enough of this Roth conversation. I'm out of here.
The most tax, and here's the pièce de résistance. Were we going to have next week, maybe the week after, let's do a the French comedian. What's his name again?
The French comedian.
French. Never mind.
Peter Sellers.
Sellers. That guy.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh.
I keep thinking of Poirot, and it's getting my mind.
Hercule Poirot.
He's not a comedian. Okay. So the most tax-efficient withdrawal strategy for you will depend on the type of income and assets you have, your specific spending needs, and other factors, obviously. But remember to take a look at the whole picture. What are the accounts, and what are the assets within? Those are the two huge variables. Sometimes you may want to pay more tax, given the income options you have from that particular account.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.